And our next speaker is John Abbott.
Everybody holding up all right? All right. So how many folks out there have heard of Syngenta? A few. Okay. That's a good thing. Wanted to make sure we had a good starting point. So let's see if we got this thing to work right here. So as it says here, John Abbott, I'm a regulatory team leader, and there's my my email address if you want to contact me. Okay, so what did I just do? There we go. So I wanted to give you a little background on Syngenta itself, but I'm going to run through this very quickly since a good number of you are familiar with Syngenta already. But we are based out of Basel, Switzerland. We have a headquarters here in the U.S. for the crop protection side of our business is based out of Greensboro, North Carolina, which is where I'm located. And we also have a facility in Minnetonka, Minnesota, which is our headquarters for our seed part of our company. But it's really about trying, when you look at the growing population, how do you feed that growing population? And we feel that we have a strong part of being able to get to the right place. As it says here, 27,000 employees over 90 countries. So as a result of that, there are a wide array of opportunities that a company like Syngenta can afford to provide. And it's a good reason why I've been with the company a good long time. Again, our mission, you got 9 billion people by 2050. How do you feed them? That's through technology. And we believe our technology will be a part of that. And when you look at how farmers farm today, you know, there's a scarcity of resources. And so how do you improve the capabilities of crop production to feed that growing population under the scarcity of situations? Again, lots of science involved. We spend a significant amount of money towards developing newer technologies. And I don't know if any of you have ever been through RTP, the Research Triangle Park in outside of Raleigh, North Carolina, but we've spent billions of dollars on a new facility there where it's, I imagine a lot of the work that Gary just talked about and we'll on the light technology, et cetera, it's all growth chambers and greenhouses and high technology. So, you know, our goal is ensure growers around the world can meet the needs of this ever-growing population. We have different business sectors, as I alluded to. The crop protection side, that's where I work. That's where we assist in controlling weeds, insects, diseases that threaten those yields on the farm. So how do you make sure you maximize the potential of that plant? We have our seeds part of the business. We have our lawn and garden part of the business, so it fits really well with horticulture in a broad sense, and then the biotechnology as well. And then it's not just about the science. It's not just about the company and profits. It's also about community engagement. We work with Future Farmers of America, the American Red Cross. There's a number of organizations that we work with on a broad sense. But then we also work with a lot of local community organizations as well, even just things such as getting involved in the local science fairs and having the opportunity to do that while you're getting paid. So it's important stuff. So where did I start? Started off, I grew up in a third-story tenement, so not a farmer, didn't come from a farm background like Holly did, but I did have an interest in plants. I worked as a youngster. I worked at a local greenhouse, and that just increased my interest. So I started off with a bachelor's. I'm a Rhode Island native. Started off, got a bachelor's in plant science from University of Rhode Island. Huge agricultural school, right? So you say, well, how did I end up at a big company like I am? But anyways, from there, I decided like. Some of you may decide, as you finish your undergrad, you look at the opportunities for employment, and you look at the pay scale, and you say, I can work at McDonald's, or I can be a retail garden center nurse manager, and golly, I'd make about the same amount of money. and work a lot more hours at the Garden Center. So I decided, you know, I'm going to go ahead and continue on for graduate school and see what other opportunities come out. So went to move down there to NC State University, worked in greenhouse vegetable production research, and was had an opportunity to do some teaching as well. And then as I was looking, at that point I had a couple of kids and looking for employment. And same as Gary said, you know, you talk to your old advisor and say, hey, can you write me a recommendation? Do you know any job opportunities? And said, well, I happen to have an assistantship. So lo and behold, I ended up back at University of Rhode Island and never regretted it. I've worked for Syngenta for 27 years. And the reason I put this up here is to show that essentially, every 3 years, I've had a different job within the company. So it's one of the things that, that a large corporation can provide is a variety of experiences, a variety of opportunities. Just like our first speaker, I started off as a field research representative. So I was out working with farmers, putting out products, testing products, working with universities, providing grants to them to work with our products. And then said, okay, I want to try something different. And got into regulatory affairs. You say, well, how do you learn about regulatory affairs? How do you get prepared for that? Well, it's really just having a science background is helpful, but having problem solving skills, personal interaction skills, communication skills, all the same things that people are looking for in many other roles. But taking those skills and applying to regulatory. Now, regulatory, for our business, when you're talking about pesticides, we're highly regulated. In fact, we're the most regulated industry in the United States. So as a result of that, we have a lot of science that goes into the products that we develop. And there are a lot of questions that surface as a result of that. And we need to be able to have answers. So that's what the regulatory manager does. The regulatory manager is much like an extension agent. Okay, we have toxicologists that I work with. We have environmental fate chemists. We have ecological toxicologists that we work with, formulation chemists and so on, biologists and so on and so forth. I work with all of those folks, as well as marketing and sales and so on. But it's the ability to take those messages that can be fairly complex and to boil them down and to deliver those to a regulator in a way that they can understand it and hopefully agree or accept it. And if they don't agree, then you get into a good scientific debate and develop studies that will satisfy the questions that they have. So I've had opportunities to work in the field, been into and worked in regulatory, then back to the field, and then back into regulatory. And at this point now I've got about a dozen people with a wide array of science backgrounds. Some of them are chemists, some of them are biologists, and some are toxicologists, environmental fate chemists that come from all different areas. Some are PhDs, some are bachelor's, master's degrees, so we have them at all different levels. But we're all going towards the same thing, is working with all the states. The states have regulatory agencies, and working with the Environmental Protection Agency at EPA. Okay, we also, in my role, I actually get to work a bit broader than that. So when you see NAFTA, I work with Mexico and Canada as well. And then because of that, because of the global environment that we live and work in, I get to work with regulators across the globe as well. So that adds a bit of fun but some complexity too. So how do you gain experience? How do you network? These are some of the same things that you've already heard from our previous speakers. I would argue, and these are some of the same things that I've told my kids when they've been going through college and looking for jobs as well when they get out of college. Now, they didn't listen to me, and so maybe you won't either, but start your job search when you get to school. So when you're a freshman, go over to the placement office. Go over to career services. Get to meet them. When you are in taking your classes, get to know your professors. It's that networking that we were talking about. So, and then also look for leadership roles, because those are a lot of lot There's a lot to learn in those leadership roles. You get to learn things. You get to experience things. And you're developing your resume. So take leadership roles in either in the university, whether it's the Hort Club, or here in the society. But do that. Work in your field of experience, as already said. Get that hands-on experience. Look for internships, paid, volunteer. Syngenta has internships, so look for those. In fact, we have one of our interns is here, presented a paper yesterday. So we have internships not just in the science areas. We have internships in regulatory affairs. We have internships in marketing and sales and all the variety of areas. So look for those opportunities. Volunteer. You've got a local science museum. Go down there and volunteer. Again, it's part of building your resume, developing your network, and you may find there's some things that you like to do that you didn't even know about. And job shadow. Research the companies, as was said earlier. Network with anybody you can. And, I mean, maybe I'm stating the obvious here, but do well in your classes. Develop your knowledge. Develop your skills. Okay? Do well in school, too. You're there to have fun, too. That's certainly part of it. But develop your skills. And consider graduate school. Like I did, it just opened more doors, just created more opportunities. And you may not see those right away, but down the road, it just creates greater opportunities. So I encourage you to look there. Be active in ASHS, and I put in others because there are other societies out there. And I put these things up here because, I mean, these are some of the things that the roles that I've fulfilled or participated in as part of my participation in ASHS for quite a number of years. And 1980, that was back during my undergraduate days. But so it's good to see you here. Be engaged. Look for these opportunities and take leadership roles. And look for other organizations, not to dilute your effort too much. Sorry, Mike. But, look for other opportunities as well. Plant growth regulators is another society to consider. So, again, look for more information. We do post jobs out on the Syngenta website, so look at that. Thank you for your time. And if you want, there's my email address. Welcome you to contact me. I'll open any questions, and if not, we'll jump to the next one.